Welcome to the episode 11 of Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to be breaking down episodes 9 and 10 of The Mole. We find out what Hannah did in that moment. Does she add to the pot? Does she get an exemption? And of course, we get a double elimination, followed by finding out who the mole is, who won the mole, and much more. Also in this episode, I recap the first episode of The Bachelorette. Jen Tran is trying to find love, and I break down everything that happened in the first episode with all of these weird and interesting meetings with all of these new guys vying for her attention. Also, upcoming programming note, I will be recapping The Bachelorette and Big Brother. The newest season of Big Brother is right around the corner. I'm going to be diving headfirst into that. It's been a while since I've watched Big Brother, but I'm very, very excited to dive back into that world. Also, our friend over @reality_tv_fan announced, and of course, the trailer came out of a brand new show called The Anonymous. It's premiering on August 19th on USA. It'll be available on Peacock the following day. Players are going to try to be popular in the real world while secretly betraying and backstabbing other members of the cast in anonymous mode. It's like a blend of The Traitors and The Circle. Notable cast members include Big Brother winner Xavier Prather and Australian Survivor winner Nina Twine. All right, folks, let's dive right into this episode by kicking it off with talking about The Mole Season 2, Episodes 9 and 10. Who is the mole?
All right, we are here. Many questions need to be answered. We are down to the final two episodes of the second season of The Mole. The Mole, we get to find out who the mole is, who won, and of course, before that all dives in, we need to find out what Hannah did. Ryan, Sean, Michael, Deanna, and Muna, our final six alongside Hannah, and they're all at the table discussing whether or not Hannah made a decision or not to be selfish. Hannah breaks down there were five baskets. She informs them of the game, but Hannah reveals that there was more. She opened the basket. It was $20,000. She teases them at first, but announces that she took the money. Of course, everybody was excited. Now the pot is up to $105,000. She also lets them know that was the last exemption on the table. This was definitely interesting because imagine you don't take the exemption and then you go home. Like, that would be tough, right? That would have been very tough. We're having a double elimination. Obviously, we're going to go to our final four. Sean is up first. He is safe. So we're down to our final five. Muna was up next. I was terrified. How they played this out scared me because I was like, 1,000% Moon has gone home, but she was safe. Ryan, Michael, Hannah, and Deanna are our final four. Two will be going home. Ryan is gone. Every single person. Last week when I said I didn't think Ryan was the mold, everybody said I was insane. Because they're like, no, it's got to be Ryan. 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 I was like, no, it's not Ryan. But I digress. I was right. Thank you very much. Ryan is gone. Every single person at the table is like, I think it's Ryan. They were all like shocked to see that Ryan's going home. Michael, Hannah, Deanna, who's going home? Michael's up. He is safe. Deanna is next, and she is going home. Ryan, Deanna, sayonara. See you later. Adios. Hannah, Muna, Michael, and Sean are our final four. We are heading to Georgetown, where the final four are eating some food. It's nighttime. We are on our final mission. They have to get some valuable artifacts inside this mission. There are two real pieces amongst all of them. They can potentially add $60,000 to the pot. However, they must break into this exhibit and steal them without setting off the alarm. If they drop an artifact, they will lose $2,000 per piece. If they trigger the system three times, the competition will be over. All right, Michael wants to be the person dangling, which was by far the dumbest decision I think I've ever seen in my entire life, okay? Dumbest decision I've ever seen in my entire life. But that being said, Sean and Muna were very excited to put him in that position, but Hannah was not. Very early in the process, Michael drops an artifact costing them $2,000 already, also setting off the alarm. And then, on top of that, okay, they are going to finally find one of the artifacts, but they're not 100% sure if it was right. However, they eventually sound the alarm yet again. Which blew my mind. You know what I mean? Because I really feel like you having the heaviest person dangling. This was just insane to watch, right? It was very mole-like, whether you look at Sean, whether you look at Michael, one of those two was gung-ho about this decision. Now they did get one right artifact, which they added $30,000, but they knocked down three pieces, meaning 6K was deducted. We were down to the final elimination where Muna was revealed to be safe. Hannah was gone. One of the best players that we've seen. It was sad to see her go. I was floored. Absolutely floored when Hannah got eliminated. I thought for sure she was going to win this entire thing. Like, I really did. And I think obviously she leaned heavily into Michael being the mole, and that's what ended up costing her her time. And just wow. You know what I mean? Like, I was just really blown away. There's 50K on the line in the final mission. They've got 30 minutes to complete the mission. Sean messes up, costing them money already. Michael messes up the next one. Both very mole-like. And then, of course, Muna completes her mission, adding to the $20,000. Now, this was very interesting for me because I was like, is it possible that Muna is actually the mole? Michael doesn't think so, but it was very obvious in the battle of Michael and Sean. Maybe it was too obvious for me. I thought maybe that she was, as Michael and Sean kind of battled it out here, I thought for sure, to me, it was very much a, oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, it for sure is Muna here. Everyone gives a pity party about who, why they wanted the money. The crew has returned to the finale to figure out who the mole is. Everybody starts to slowly trickle in. We see Ryan and Deanna move in, where they're like, oh my God, the final four is Hannah, Michael, Sean, and Muna. Is Hannah in the final three? No, Hannah arrives. And of course, she plants a big one on Tony there, like a little big one. Do we have an update on these two? Are they still together? I don't think they are, though. We get a montage here of what we're talking about, who is our winner. However, before we find out who the winner is, we find out who the mole is. Ari announces that he wants the mole to reveal themselves by taking a step forward, and it was Sean. Sean was, in fact, the mole this entire time. Everyone freaks out. He played a really good game. I will say this. There was a few times I suspected him early on in the show. I kind of wrote, he was definitely in my top three of who I thought the mole was over and over again, but played a hell of a game. Very, very good game. Down to Muna and Michael. To be honest with you, I was a big fan of both of these. I was a big fan of both of these people. And really thought that it's crazy though. Do you remember that one mission? It was Michael, Muna, and Sean. Those were the three people that were on the truck who everybody thought the mole was, and that's ended up who being our final three here. Michael, Muna, who won the mole? Only two questions separate them from winning, and Michael ends up winning season two of the mole. Congratulations to Michael on a well-played game. This was definitely one of the craziest, just it was great. I do think Michael figured out really early on it was Sean, and that really, when he watched his movie, that was it. That's what he wrote to the finale. He wrote that from the finale. Much props to Michael for playing a great game because that really opened the door, and that's the reason he won and took home $150,000. We do get a highlight reel of Sean sabotaging them, and it's funny because you watch the videos of him going back and forth, and you know, of them going back and forth on this, because you could see where he did things, and like the team ended up doing like the raft thing. He tried to screw up the raft competition over and over again, but somehow they still made it, and he was pissed about it. But it was a very funny montage. We get like a brief small reunion. I wish we would get maybe something a little bit bigger. All the cast has been out in certain places, so maybe that we are going to eventually get a bigger reunion or something like that, because it was definitely weird to see how we have all of them together and it was like 5 minutes long. You know what I mean? Like, it should have been a little bit longer. Hopefully we get some more content from them in the near future where they can talk about gameplay, strategy, and all that stuff like that. But that is it for this week's episode of the Love and Reality podcast, where we broke down the mole. The season is over. I'm sad to see it go. Hopefully there's not like a 2 year gap like there was last time. What did you guys think of the finale? Let me know in the comments below. To talk about the debut of Jen and her men of The Bachelorette. Before we dive in, thank you guys so much for the continued support of the Love and Reality podcast. Because of you, I'm doing podcasts like this in my hotel room. I'm excited to chat about this. This is my first time talking about The Bachelorette on a podcast of any sort. It's been a long time since I watched it, but let's go ahead and dive right in. You know what I mean? This is what we see. This is where it starts. It starts with the men trying to get out of the limo, come in, and make a first impression. And let's talk about some of these first impressions. This was insane. Was this America's Got Talent or was this The Bachelorette? Because it's an honest question. Because as we're watching, we see some of these goofballs say some of the most craziest things ever. Obviously, we have Marcus. He came in there, Army Ranger, six deployments. I like the guy. You know, 5 years since he's dated. He's looking for his next mission, as he said. You know what I mean? I'm okay with that. Marvin speaks to her in another language. One of the only people didn't get a fancy little package after him. Sam. All right. Sam H, I think it was. Sam H. I don't want to. Yeah. Sam M. Sorry. Nope. Sam H. Sam, one of the Sams. Well, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. He walks up and goes, "I just want to let you know that I'm a virgin." And she took it like, okay, cool. Like, that's cool. Like, that's all right. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm a virgin of love. Come on, man. Get this guy off my screen already. Like, a virgin of love. Like, he thought he was funny. Like, he thought this was hilarious. And you know what makes me mad is Jen, I think, even chuckled a little bit. If you chuckled, I'm mad at you as well, right? All right. And then, of course, we got Sam, the other Sam. He's a Southern boy, comes up and says, "Imagine us 50 years from now." I think, like, I don't remember how old Jen is, but like 50, they were 75 or 80. Like 75 or 80. Like, what do we. Two Sams, both are terrible. Thomas made her a gift, which I thought was cute. Little bracelet, last name on it. Oh, win-win, as he said. That was pretty funny. All right, let's talk about Brendan for a minute. Again, this is where I'm asking you guys a question. Were we watching America's Got Talent? Or are we watching The Bachelorette? Because this guy steps out of the car, takes a bite of a habanero pepper, throws it on the ground, and then walks up to her and takes another bite of a habanero pepper and throws that one on the ground. I just genuinely am not like sure what the plan was here by some of these guys, but it was awful. We got Kevin in full ski gear. The ginger brought ginger shots. Thomas brought a puppy, which was cute. I mean, you always win the girl over with a puppy, right? And then we had one dude show up in a stretcher, which was something. Aaron showed up on a motorcycle. Apparently, his brother was on a show and found love on Bachelor in Paradise. He got married and divorced young, which I kind of like seeing stuff like that on the show. Jeremy said something about him having a big dick. Some dude brought a chess piece of a queen. Call her a queen, just like the chess piece. Like, some of these guys, look, okay, I'm convinced that they've never talked to a girl before in their life. Because I understand that you're trying to bring a different approach. You want to be unique. You have to stand out, okay? But there's so many different things you could have done to stand out here that did not involve some of the dumb things that we watched unfold. However, Hakeem brought like a million balloons, which was very, very cute. I loved Hakeem. I love what he brought here. The energy was infectious. And the post balloon thing where he's trying to fit in everywhere he want was popping balloons everywhere. That to me was great. Sam M was our first Southern, the Southern boy was the first to swoop in to kind of get that one-on-one with Jen. He had his hand on that thigh for a minute. He was trying to get a little smooch, but she said she's gonna give a kiss when she's ready to give the kiss. And I like that. I liked it. Spencer's turn, he kind of got up there. He says, you know, he could see himself 100% marrying her, which the goal of this show is to get married. Like, I'm here and I want to get married. But to say you could see yourself marrying her after like 13 minutes, I'm questioning your entire existence, buddy. All right. They played a little, you know, truth or dare situation. Austin was the first person, and he had to streak through the house. My man did it.
He dropped Trout and everything, just ran across the house. He even gave Jesse a high five at the door. It was, I mean, you got to give props to this guy for just going out there and doing it. You know what I mean? Do we? Okay, yeah. All right. Sorry, I had to go look at something real quick before we moved on here. All right, let's see here. John said, who would he not give a rose to? He said he would pick Grant, which was hilarious. Let's see here. Okay, so we saw Jeremy pull up in a nice looking vehicle at the beginning. So he pulls her aside and brings her to the ride and was whining and dining her, talking about the ride, talking about he imported it from New York, getting to know her. And Ryan kind of pulled up a slick ass move and was like, hey man, like, I don't want to, you know, this is my spot now. He's like, I want some time with Jen. And she said she appreciated the move, but you know, later on, apparently she didn't appreciate it too much. But to me right here, I felt like Jeremy was the bigger person by getting up and leaving, because what do you gain by continuously being confrontational other than showing that you're confrontational to this woman that you're trying to impress? So Ryan's, you know, he kind of pulled a slick ass move. Devin did a pretty solid. He made her laugh. I really think that Devin got off on the right foot. I mean, obviously you gotta make her laugh. You know what I mean? You gotta make her laugh, and I think that's one plus side to make sure that you continuously stay on the show, right? The guys are lurking around, wondering if anybody has kissed her yet. Nobody has yet. Grant plays a little basketball with her. He said he's trying to get him a little kiss. Now, this is where she says she was thinking about kissing him. And then got interrupted. And I was like, they were like staring at each other. Like this was about to happen. And then, you know, somebody came up and interrupted the conversation. So that was definitely interesting. Marcus came in hot and heavy. I like Marcus. I think I am team Marcus. I think Marcus is one of my favorite on the show so far. Very much pro Marcus. I don't like Aaron at all, which I'm starting to notice a trend here, especially when we start giving out roses. But Jen did have the line of the century, which I am sure is going to be on plenty of bumper stickers and t-shirts. She's like, I'm not in the business of potty training men anymore. And it was the line of the century, because it was just like, if you take anything away from that episode, it's that one liner. You know what I mean? Like, that was a banger. You know what I mean? Like, right off the rip. Mad props to Jen for coming out with that one. Sam M got the first impression rose, which, Jen, we got to talk, girl. Like, big fan. All right. Really enjoying our first episode of the season together. Really diving back into The Bachelorette like I haven't before, done in a long, long time. But we got to talk about this. This taste in men is not, it's not really like souping up here. You know what I mean? Like, they go on to have a heavy makeout sesh. You know what I mean? Like, a heavy, heavy. Heavy makeout session. All right. But all right. We go down the order of who got a rose and who didn't get a rose. And I don't have the list in front of me of who didn't, but we're going to talk about who did. We got Dylan, Thomas M, Spencer, Grant, Marcus, Thomas A, John M, Jeremy, Devin, Brian, Aaron, Johan, Hakeem, Jonathan, Austin, Marvin M, Sam M. I can't believe he got the fucking rose. I'm still pissed about this. I was, you know what? You want to make out, you know, you want to do all that. You want to do the make out. This, I just, man, I'm just kind of disappointed. You know what I mean? I'm just kind of disappointed here. I'm really just disappointed, but it's all right. You know what I mean? I'm going to give Jen the opportunity to see this Sam character for who he really is in the future. You know what I mean? I can't fault her for mistakes on day one. We'll talk about that later. However, listen to this. She announces that the game's going to be changed, that they are going to not stay there, but they're all going to Australia. Now, let me hit this to you real quick. Imagine being on the show, you get selected, but you don't get a rose. Knowing that you were going to Australia. That's tough, man. Like, you got booted right before you went to Australia. That's tough. You know what I mean? That's tough. That is very, very tough. I feel kind of bad. You know what I mean? Like, If I would have known I'd have been going to Australia, maybe I go a little bit harder. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I have harder conversations with somebody. You know, Jen, hey, come here. Come here. Obviously, they're not going to tell them that because then they really are going to go harder because we're going to Australia. But you know what I'm saying. But that being said, first episode back of The Bachelorette. I found myself really enjoying this episode. It was hit and miss because you have a lot of these guys that are really just trying to get that first impression. It's definitely my first foray back into the world of The Bachelor. I liked it. I liked what I saw outside of like the America's Got Talent aspect of the things. I'll be ready for the dates. I'll be ready for them to see some actual genuine conversations and stuff like that, because that's obviously what we're here for. I'm not here for the dog and pony show to start the show. You know, that's just not how I am. But that being said, thank you guys so much for listening to the first episode of me covering the Bachelorette season of Jen Tran finding love. That being said, do me a favor, like, comment, subscribe, do all those fun things. Let me know in the comments below who you thought was your favorite in the first episodes of The Bachelorette. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses, or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.